Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's a game of inches. The end of the game, Gabe caught a beautiful pass. If his feet were just a couple more inches the other way, the energy like would be a little bit different, right? Even though that those guys got to our quarterback, but the energy would just be a little bit different. So it's a game of inches. Like, you would think that it was a full game, you know, like butt whooping, but it's just football, man. Thursday night ball.
Deion Dawkins, who,
yeah,
I've got to say, he probably was watching that film Friday. Burn the tape.
Yeah, seriously. When asked about if the other team was more physical, he goes, it's a game of inches.
What?
Well, then he goes into the Gabe Davis thing, and like, we'd be having a different conversation. Sure, if he got his foot in bounds, yes, you're within the red zone, you're within striking distance of a touchdown, you might win the game.
But it's also no guarantee that they score that touchdown.
No guarantee, but also, like,
but Dawkins,
they got bullied all night.
Dawkins also was kind of seen, I don't want to say like giving up on plays, but definitely not doing,
you mean standing there on
not
some
doing
of them?
Everything and then some, I guess, is what I would say. When you got Spencer Brown playing with one arm, you kind of want your other tackle to do a little bit more and then some. To do whatever you can, whatever it takes. And I mean, the first play that you see Ryan Vandermark out there on that final drive, he tackles a guy, draws the holding, which eventually turns into the 4th and 27, right? But Vandermark does everything he can in his power to try to make sure that Allen doesn't get hit one more time. And yeah, it's absolutely a penalty. But he was like, no! Like, it was one of those things where just like, come on.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just, can you, as an offensive line, you need to be better. And I think that it starts with Dawkins. He is kind of the headline piece, the left tackle, the most important piece there. And you do have one of the better right tackles in the league in Spencer Brown. Brown's injured. And I would imagine, as Sean McDermott said, Brown is an IR candidate. I'm staring at Alex Highsmith and TJ Watt on the edges there.
Yeah.
And I've got Spencer Brown as an IR candidate.
Josh Allen, watch out. That's all I got to say. We're going to be scrambling again.
Crap. But we'll see what happens there. Obviously, 10 days, we've got time.
A little bit of a reset.
The team as well is a bit of an inconsistency as a whole this year.
Yeah.
They could be just fine against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's the same thing, but worse. In terms of their inconsistency, the defense is the highest paid in the NFL, and they're suspect every other week.
You're also going to have a 40-plus-year-old quarterback possibly playing with a broken wrist this week.
Or the reincarnation of Allen versus Mason Rudolph, and I don't see PFF writing.
Hey, let's not get ahead of our horses on that one. A friend of the program Will Howard, seen practicing with the first team in practice all week.
Friend of the program, you
friend
say?
Of the program, yes. Could be playing.
Wait, I was told that. Anyway. Yeah, it just – but this team is week to week horrendously inconsistent as of late, and it makes sense with their record. Off the bye, they're 3-2.
Yeah.
They're inconsistent, and that's what they are. It's going to be frustrating. The lows are low. The highs are high. And you try to figure it out from there. All right, Nick, you've been holding patiently. I appreciate you holding on here. Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got for us?
Hey, yeah, no problem, guys. At least I was listening to you and not some music.
Hey, there we go.
45 minutes. Listen, I don't want to beat this Keon Coleman thing to death, but there's got to be a better way to punish these guys. I mean, I look at this, it's a paid vacation. He was off for 2 weeks with pay. So who suffered? The Bills and the Bills fans. I mean, Curtis Samuel was out. Kincaid was out. And I'm watching Keon Coleman get more airtime walking around on the sidelines than some of our star players. And I have another question. Maybe you guys can answer this.
Yeah.
Is there a reason why Gilliam... I mean, back in the old days, you used to have a halfback and a fullback. I know that they don't do that anymore. But do you think Josh would have got sacked 8 times if Gilliam were in the backfield on some passing plays instead of just the runs? I mean, what, can't they do that? Can't they have a little extra protection back there for Josh?
Nick, that is a good point.
Yeah, goes along with the creativity as
well. Thank you for everything and that, you know, holding patiently, putting the takes out there. But with Gilliam, it leads to that bigger point. If you're failing with protection at 5, it is the offensive coordinator's job at that point to create more protection.
Mm-hmm.
There is a counter to this, though. This is the double-edged sword. You ready? If there's extended or extra protection, you have to trust this group of wide receivers with this offensive coordinator's play calling to beat man coverage.
Yeah, and they can't.
So it does seem that Brady picked, we're going to try to get as many options as available for Allen and sacrificing the extra protection route.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's the right call.
I don't think so either. I think you need to protect Josh Allen as much as you can. And
if you're having the night that you're having against the Texans where they're rushing you with 4 and it's working,
you need an extra guy back there.
Guess what? You're already at the disadvantage in terms of facing the coverage.
Mm-hmm.
You're already at the disadvantage. Giving him more time and scheming a player open, and there's less players available, and I understand that. But you need to mix it in. You need to have players chipping. That's the other part. Chip on the way out. Get a tight end to chip on the way out. Get a running back to chip on the way out. And they did not do that as much in the second half. And we're supposed to be surprised that the offense stalled out there at that point? No. I'm not going to be surprised about it at all.
No.
So... That's where that is. Go to Lou in Rochester. Lou, what you got for us?
Well, guys, you guys have been talking about and hearing an obvious flaw, Joe Brady, whether as an OC. And just two things. How long does McDermott have to correct it, place him either with an advisor like DeBoe, probably work, or even, I don't know, outright firing? And the second point is, like, McDermott, what is it that he does that's exceptionally good as a coach? What is it to, in your 9 years with, like, a great talent, Allen, a quarterback, that keeps him in that job? What is it that he does exceptionally well as a coach?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Lou, appreciate the call. Thank you. And I will say McDermott does provide stability within the locker room, and it is an important caveat for a team to be successful for a long time that you do create and kind of help leaders form themselves in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
You look at New England. New England is an interesting roster of young players, but all of a sudden Mike Vrabel shows up.
He's a vibes guy. He built a culture there that is unmistakable.
And I do think that culture is a thing. It's a real tangible thing in locker rooms, and I do think that is something that McDermott has maintained through the 9 years of him being the head coach. Faces have changed.
Well, I remember when he first came here, Marcel Darius got in trouble quite a bit. Like, you know what I mean? Stuff like that.
And then they
traded
him.
Yeah. Like, he got rid of the bad eggs and built his own culture.
I will say, the other point that he brings up, though, here is what do you do that's great? And I think McDermott has been getting better at a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
In particular, learning to be more aggressive. And
you could tell when he calls the defense, though, too, in general.
Yes, but when he picks up the defense, you know that he's a savant there. As a head coach, I do think that he is one of the more progressive guys when it comes to going for it.
Mm-hmm. This season, when he trusts the offense, this season's been a little lackluster.
This season took a little bit of a dip, and he's been a little bit more tentative because the offense has not been consistent. But
Texans game, he was going for it regularly.
So. Because that's who he normally is.
Yeah.
So there's that. Just to try to answer the question. As for how much time he has, I think McDermott has bought himself enough of the goodwill that ownership's not going to make that move.
I think the general manager would go before the head coach.
And I would agree with you there. I think that Bean has painted a target on himself here this year that might turn into consequences.
Mm-hmm.
McDermott, I'm also seeing a guy who is being a little bit more honest with the media this year about how the offense is going.
Very much so.
And I do think that there's a little bit of a disconnect between coach and general manager. The video of the Tampa game. In the locker room, they post the video of how it's Bean and McDermott's 100th win together. That didn't seem like a duo that seems to be on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Well, even just like I mentioned those comments earlier today. Is this the championship roster? We heard the one with Brandon Bean. And he says, yes, he leads to yes. And then McDermott does not give the same response. He says, I love these players. I love these guys on this roster. Like, my frustrations are your frustrations from McDermott earlier this season. Like, it shouldn't be that hard for Josh Allen from McDermott earlier this season. Like,
it seems like he has.
Yes.
It just looks like there's something not right there between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have power struggles, somebody loses their job, somebody doesn't.
Right.
I don't want to say that that's happening here, but the vibes are off between the two of them from what I can see. I'm not going to get into accusatory about like a power struggle going on.
No, because we're not on the inside. We have no idea.
I don't have any idea on it.
Yeah.
But what I'm looking at is, the vibes are off between you two. What's up?
It's a study of people skills, and you can tell when, like, I can look at you and tell if you're uncomfortable on the other side of the room. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you can read body language, and that's kind of what you're seeing a little bit of. Like, that, I know what video you're talking
about. Yeah, congratulations on your 100th win, guys. And Brandon Bean's like, I'm not going to do any of the talking. But you had no problem talking this offseason.
Not wrong. Not wrong.
So, hey, you know, that's just what I'm looking at on the surface level. And I'm depicting it in my own way there. So
yeah,
yeah, we'll see what we get there.
Writing's on it. Listen, I think there is definitely something though, just from, like I said, how they're speaking. I think there is a little bit of.
Yeah, it does look like there's a little bit.
It's a little goofy.
It looks a little goofy, I think, is exactly the right way to say it. Last call of the day. I think that we don't have much time at this point. You know, we got to get ourselves to break, but we have time for one more call here. We go to Rich in Lakeview. Rich, welcome in. What you got for us?
All right, really quickly so you guys can get to it. Number one, strength and conditioning. Man, I'm not just talking about the injuries. You look at the body composition in these guys. Deion Dawkins looks like he gained 25 or 30 pounds of flap. Listen, you know the difference how Eric Woods' body changed from 1 year, Jason Kelce about not being in it. You know, even Isaiah Torrance is getting whipped around like a rag doll. It's not just injury. Listen, it's carnage on every single play out there. But I'm looking at these guys. They played in Miami. They were gassed. They were gassed in Houston, these guys. And I know it was a butt kicking in the first part, so that's number two. And then now as we go through with Vrabel and Diggs changing around New England, with Wicked being over at Shays and it's the release of the second Wicked movie, I think we've been looking at the bad guy the wrong all the time, man. Diggs was the Wicked Witch. He yelled at Joshy, poor Joshy. Man, maybe the Wicked Witch Diggs was the good guy after all, and Bean, a.k.a. Glenda, was the bad one all the time, the golden boy, because, listen, I mean, I think we've just, you know, it's been a shell game, and you know, time has run out on the carnival barker, and we've been used as the geeks. I mean, Josh was hit more times than a pinata at a four-year-old birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese, and nothing's being done about it. It's got to be something. Unfortunately, Josh turned into Toto, but that's another discussion. Love you guys. You can talk whatever you want.
Rich, awesome call. Love the references.
Yeah.
Everything tying in there, you threw a little pop culture into it.
It ties. It tracks. Okay. I saw the second Wicked last night. I've seen the musical too.
That's a chef's kiss call right there. I appreciate that. And I'm glad that that's the last one that we got there. Rich, you brought everything. And I do love everything that you had to say there. Starting backwards, Diggs. You and I have been talking about this now long enough through this offseason that I'm starting to wonder that Diggs started forcing his way out because he didn't like the offensive scheme being run by Brady. It's a theory. I don't have anything there. It's a working theory, and that's all I've got there. The strength and conditioning coach thing is starting to get more fascinating because every year Bills fans used to complain about, oh, we have all these injuries during the playoffs. The thing is that also only happened at the wrong times.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I say luck comes into it. This season has been a little bit more consistent with the injury bug. It's been a lot more fierce. Am I suddenly going to say 1 year with a new guy is going to be like, hey, we point at him and go, there's something wrong here? No, because there's not enough to go off of. There's not a pattern enough yet. But there are things that fans are looking into now of, like, Dawkins doesn't look the same. They look a little bit more out of shape. Or, I mean, we haven't seen Allen do the incredible.
No.
And it looks like I don't know. Maybe it's because these guys are getting older.
I mean, Allen's pushing 30 now.
Dawkins is 32.
Yeah.
Like, we're starting to turn to the... Here's the thing. Ready?
No, no.
When we started talking about all this in 2020, 2021, of like, they have time, we're starting to turn to that other corner. The one where you have to look at everything in the face of what is going on, and you'll look behind you and go, wait. Were those the real chances?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that this team has devolved into that after one down season where they're not going to win the division. I am saying we're going to have to face the uncomfortable reality sooner than not. That's how it goes. Every person goes through this. Wait, I'm closer to 40 than I am 30. Crap.
Yeah.
Closer to 50 than 25. Crap. Like, it happens to everyone.
Yeah.
The Bills might be looking at the uncomfortable situation of they're getting older. The Chiefs are looking at it right now. They're getting older. It's not working for them this year. The Chiefs have done a good job of keeping things sharp on the fly. Because players do get older.
Mm-hmm.
But Kelsey's on his last legs. Chris Jones is on his last legs. They're out of the playoffs right now. comfortably out of the playoffs.
Got to
take
advantage.
At least the Bills are holding on to a sixth seed.
Right. You got to take advantage while these players are still in their prime and not doing that with the way they're running right now.
Yeah. And again, the ugly confrontation is there. But there it is. Take a time out. Wrap things up here. Get you on your way for your weekend. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here on Sports Talk Saturday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.